Hello.
Hi, Marco. How are you? Sorry I missed your call. I went to answer, but you had already hung up.
I've got my card on me already, so.
Okay. So let me just go here really quick. And you said it just has your first and last name, and then it says Pro Fence of Texas, right?
Right.
On the card. Okay. And then I know the billing address, just to confirm with you, it's 3077 North Ridge, Crandall, Texas, 75114, correct?
Uh-huh.
And I believe you mentioned it was a Visa?
It's a Visa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 4427.
Okay.
4221.
Okay.
2718.
Okay.
0555.
Mm-hmm. And when does it expire?
11/26.
And the CVV on the back?
361.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4427 4221 2718 0555.
Mm-hmm.
And that expires November of the year 26. And
mm-hmm.
the CVV on the back is 361, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So as I mentioned to you, before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the
mm-hmm.
reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't normally advertise. What it's
okay.
going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And Marco, it's also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. So as
okay.
I'm walking you through it, okay, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor and just stop me. And what I'll
okay.
do is I will review it and clarify. Just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Marco, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. So if you could please state the name of your business.
Pro Fence of Texas.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Marco Freire, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 3rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time, by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, Marco, is I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, okay? We are going to look at the calendar right now because I'm going to set up what's called a client interview with one of our technicians, and we want to make it at a time, Marco, that is convenient for you. Now, okay, what we do is we block out an hour, and in that client interview, it could take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details. So what they'll do in that client interview is basically they're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, re-verify the information that you and I verified just to make sure everything's accurate and consistent. They're going to talk to you about the keywords. They're going to go over more in detail, okay?
Okay.
So for your client interview, I do have an appointment available, okay, today. I have one available between, let's see. I have one available between 1 and 2, and then I have an appointment available between 3 and 4. What time do you prefer?
Let's do the 3 and 4.
3 and 4. I also, actually, you know what? I do have one available between 4 and 5. Would that one work better for you?
Yeah, I'll take that one as well.
You want the 4 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to set it up for them to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock. Now, Marco, they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So make sure to answer all calls within that hour. We're also going to send you an email right now. You're going to receive an email with your client interview invitation, okay? And an hour before your interview, you're also going to receive a reminder, okay, an hour before to remind you of your upcoming interview. So let me get that set up to you. And then we're just going to go over some notes as well. And they're just basic notes for the technician so they know where to start from, okay? So give me 1 second here, and we'll go over those notes. Now, if you take a look as well, Marco, we also sent a copy of your invoice to your email, but we also sent it to your text messages. Can you take a look? I know you said you're probably able to see the text message a lot quicker, right?
I'm looking at email that you just sent.
Okay.
This is the calendar.
It'll say, so you got the invitation for the calendar, right? And then there's, you probably received several emails. And the one that you're looking for, it'll say initial invoice.
Okay. Gotten that one yet. Let's check on my message here. I've got a text message.
Okay.
We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email.
That one. Perfect. Okay, good. Do me a favor. When you're reading that, there's also a sentence in there that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
No.
When you're looking at the initial invoice message, we sent a copy. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. You see that there?
Is this an invite? Is that what I'm looking for?
No. There was one, you were just on it. It says, dear Marco Fryer, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email.
You've got this one. It says, you have been invited to the following event.
Okay, that one's your client interview invitation. Okay. So it's not that one.
I've got it. I had to refresh it.
Oh, it's okay. Now,
thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below.
Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Hmm.
So you'll click on where it says click here, right?
I did.
Okay. Now it takes you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience, correct? Okay. You're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, right where it says, you'll see where it says sign. But above that, there's a little box to the left. And right next to that box, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the card and that everything is accurate, correct? You see that there?
Did you want me to click it?
Click on the little box because what you're saying is, yes, you are the authorized holder and that the card is yours that you provided.
And then
your signature. You're going to type in your name, Marco, exactly as it reads there. Okay? Mm-hmm. When you do that, you'll click on confirm signature.
Okay. I did.
And then when you do that, let me know, because the next thing you should see, Marco, is it'll ask you for username and password, correct?
It's asking me already.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted you to see this part. Now, you don't have a username and password yet because the technician, once you have your client interview, they're going to also create that customized tracking and reporting system. So you're going to receive a separate email with this link. It'll also include a username and a password. This is where you're going to go in and see your reports, okay?
All right.
So that's why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to walk you through that process, okay? So I wanted to make sure that you saw this part of it, all right?
Okay.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to go over some notes. They're just going to be basic notes for the technician. Now, I know that you do the fencing installs. You also do repairs as well and sales, or just the fencing installation?
Fencing repairs is what I would like to get stuff, I guess, all.
So repairs and installation, right? I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Yeah, it's repairs and
installation. Yes. Now, do you want me to name off the types of fencing? Like, I know you do chain link. Do you want me to be very specific? Chain link fencing. Do you do wrought iron fencing as well?
Iron, yes. And pipe rail fencing.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
It would also be pipe rail fencing.
Pipe rail? Okay, so like what's listed on your website, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, let me read them off to you just so I make sure that I have them. Chain link, ornamental, pipe rail, guardrail, barbed wire, razor wire, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
All of those. And then the wrought iron. Any other ones that I need to mention that aren't mentioned in there?
If you want to add wood in there, even though I would like to be those to be my beast calls, but I might as well have them.
Wood fencing? Okay. What about vinyl?
No, that's one thing.
Okay. You're like, no.
I stick to what I'm good and what I like versus trying to get everything.
Everything. I like that.
I don't get everything.
That's why I go over everything, because we definitely want to make sure that we list you for the proper keywords, right? Now, you cover Kaufman County. Is that how far you want to target? Is Kaufman County?
I know Kaufman is, are you here in Texas or where are you at?
No, we are located, actually we're located in Southern California, but
Kaufman,
if you remember,
is more country. Kaufman, where I'm at, where I'm located and where I live, is more of a country. It's still open and country. So I know there's not a lot of industrial or commercial.
Right.
So I don't know how I could combine or.
Do you want to target from like a 60-mile radius? So if we talk 60 miles, right, what it means is like where your PIN verified at, it's drawing a circle around you by the mileage that you want to cover. Whether I don't recommend going further than 60 miles. Okay. You could cover by 60, 50. however far you want to target. But it's like we would draw a circle around you by that mile radius and we throw a blanket over it. Does that kind of make sense?
Right, yes.
Okay.
I'm expecting 60 miles is maybe 60? A little bit too much.
Okay, so you tell me how far you want to target, and remember, you can always change this at any time.
I would keep it at 40 so that...
Okay.
Just so that...
Not too far out. Gotcha. Okay. And then
we'll
I'm going
to see how that goes. That's just like
yeah.
everything.
And
we'll
you can always change it. Now, mm-hmm. when it comes to clients contacting you, do you prefer that they call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I would be open for anything. What if, you know, some customers, some people, they feel easier to text someone.
Right.
Some people, plain and simple, like calling.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do a lot of email.
Yeah, and some of them are searching. They're searching from work, and they don't have time to call you, so they'll send you an email, right? Okay.
Right. Well, I'm open for anything, really.
Okay, perfect. So I will put all three. Now, mm-hmm. it's not required. It's just out of habit that I always ask, are you licensed and insured? Is it not required or in the process?
It's not required here in this.
Okay.
That's what I
figured as well.
It's not something structural or something that's going to,
yeah.
you know, or electrical that's going to catch on fire. It's just perimeter security.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what are your hours of operation that you want us to list you for?
I would say 8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
I guess Monday through Friday. Let's see how
okay.
that goes.
8 to 5. Perfect. Those are good hours. And then what forms of payments do you accept, Marco? Like cash, check, credit card, bill?
Card. I know I have the, I think it's called the...
Is it the Square app?
No, I don't have that. I it was an Amazon payment, so my wife helped me set that up.
Oh, okay. So you take cash, check, mm-hmm. you said?
Check, yes.
What about Zelle? It's like a wire transfer through your bank. It goes directly.
I would be open to using it, so sure.
Okay.
I do have
oh, good.
Bank with Pay. So they have Zelle. So.
They have Zelle. That's good because sometimes a lot of them, it's easier for them to pay you. It just automatically it transfers their money to your account by your phone number, by your email address, either one that you have it set it up as. Now, what about, do you use PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, any of those?
I have the PayPal. Yes, yeah, that's what
okay,
I have.
Okay, perfect. To. Awesome. Awesome. So I put down that you accept cash, check, Zelle, PayPal. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Now, in your client interview, okay, just as a reminder, they're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock today, and they will call you from an 877 number. Now, you'll receive that notification an hour before, just reminding you of your upcoming interview, okay? And remember, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details, okay?
Okay.
Now, in the client interview... Okay, they're also, if you don't know how to do it, they'll walk you through it. With your Google listing, you're going to need to add us on as managers to the listing
okay.
so that we can optimize it and maintain it on the first page. Okay?
Okay?
And just as a reminder to go over with you the timeline once more. Okay? Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. Within
mm-hmm.
7 to 14 days, we're going to have you listed at the top of the page in the Google Ads.
Okay.
okay. Now, the local map section, as I mentioned, that one can take between 30 to 45 days. In
okay.
your case, though, as I told you, I could see it happening sooner because you're already PIN verified. It's a matter mm-hmm. of you adding us on as managers. But because
okay.
we know it's important, you know, for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible is why
mm-hmm.
we do list you supplementing that listing with the Google Ads at the top within the 7 to 14 days. Okay?
All right.
And as I had mentioned as well, now we'll be sending you notifications, Marco, as you're live. Once you're live in the Google Ads, you'll receive a notification. When you're live in the Google local map, we're going to send you another notification. When you're live in the directories, we'll notify you. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay, as these are being created, all right? And well, Marco, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited too.
All right. Well, other than that, I want to wish you a very happy and profitable new year. 2022 is going to be a great year.
It should be, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Marco, and you have yourself a blessed day, okay?
All right. Thanks. You too.
You are so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.